HNR from N4ZLK. ZLK.
Okay, this is a C4Q mobile.
4Q, N4ZLK. Good morning, Phil.
That's good morning. On the way to the one of the local schools here for another day of subbing. So I get on this road. I guess the people are going to work.
A lot of crazies out this morning. And I'm over here in Pickens County, and there's a lot more flooding going on again. The roads are, well, they're not covered like they were last Thursday, but it won't be long if it keeps raining like it is.
I think we've had enough rain if it only stopped. Yeah. It's been pretty wet. I think it's going to be wet this week, if I remember right.
Like it's going to rain all week, or most of the week. And your brother called you about 10 minutes ago.
Thank you. Yeah, he may get back in here. We miss each other all the time. he may be walking the dogs right now.
Nope, I'm not here. I'm here. It's raining cats and dogs, so I'm not taking my dogs out there.
Oh, okay. There you are. Good. Yeah, I'm on the way. So it's raining up here in Bone Springs.
And of course,
I didn't pick up the station. I was sitting over there drinking some coffee when I heard you start talking, so I had the radio on. So probably going to go up and get some more coffee. Kind of a dreary, yucky day out there. Anyway, good morning to the other station. I'm not sure who that was or is. What radio are you on Phil, and antenna? And then the other station, go ahead and take it. I didn't catch your name or your call. N4IQ.
Where's that LK? Shane. Good morning, Bill. I actually doubled with you for a couple of seconds there at the beginning. But anyway, good morning to you.
Many times since I've talked to you. I guess you're going to work as well. Usually this time of morning, I'll go out. If it's not too cold, I'll go out on the screen porch where I've got a radio that sits out there. It's just too yucky this morning. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. Alrighty. This is AC4Q Mobile. I am in the Mustang, and I'm HD, my little mini antenna, and my handy-dandy microphone. That's about it. So I fixed that microphone, that D104. Actually took that chrome thing out because it's going to be a little bit too big, and I used the styrofoam backing as a cover to the front of the mic. It works well. I talked to a gal up in West Virginia last night. She said I was 20 over S9, and she said the audio sounded good.
Well, that's great. That's what you needed to do. That's what I've done in my lollipop. I've got a HC4, HC5, and a switch on the back. That's a flat plate that's on the back. Drill a small hole, put a little micro switch back there, and I can switch between the 5 and the 4. I have that on the PS2000. It works great. All right. Well, I didn't want to hold you. I'm gonna go upstairs and get some coffee. If you're still talking, I'll be back. But you and Shane, carry on. Hope both of you have a very good day. Yeah, Phil, I think that antenna is just the orientation on it. It's really not. You're not probably gonna. I probably wouldn't mess with it. Not unless you want to put like an in-fed wire, which you could do. You could put that out there. Make a 9-to-1 balance, and in feed it you could start probably from the tree out front that way and then feed it. And you could probably, it might do you some more good. All right, I'm going to go upstairs. Everybody have a good day. I'll turn it back to you, Shane. Over.
Enjoy that copy. Go ahead, Phil. N4ZLK.
Okie doke, Joe. Okay, Bill, we'll catch you later. You know, the coffee, I had a cup of coffee. I didn't really get to finish it. But, I'm trying to find my satchel. You know, I had it last Wednesday. But, who knows where it is now? Amazing how things just kind of disappear and reappear. Well, could have something to do with my age. I don't know, but in fact, I'm positive it does. But anyway, Shane, I picked up this this Mustang of 2014 last week, and I'm not going to. How you say, as I've been told, make the car real ugly by putting other, you know, putting antennas on the car. I'm not going to do that. I don't operate HF in the car enough to warrant even putting that in again. So I just got my HT here. I got a battery eliminator. Just running straight 12 volts to the HT. And it seems to work okay. Over.
You got a real good signal. Did you get another convertible like you had before?
No, this one is a coupe. It's a coupe. It's got the newer V6 engine in it, 305 horsepower. Just stop. Tell you what, it's a, that's plenty enough for me.
I hope you don't have those big wide tires on it today. On a day like today, it wouldn't be good for the roads, probably.
Nah, you might find a little hydroplane. Just maybe a little. I'm heading over to the school. First day actually using this HT here in the car. But it seems to work good. I got the antenna at Orlando at the test down there. And I got some coax and you know, stuff like that. To upgrade the old coax I had before. And it cured a few problems.
But are you releasing the microphone key? Because it breaks in and out every once in a while. It unkeys the repeater. I get most of what you say. But it drops the repeater, and I don't know if that's you doing it with your thumb or if it's doing it somehow.
I may have not been holding it good. We'll see. I'm holding it good and tight. So the switch is not real large. Over.
That was probably it because that was perfectly clear that time. But, yeah, it seems to be working really well for you.
Yeah, this is an older tri-band, one of the first ones out that ICOM made. The ICT8A runs 442 and 6 meters, and it runs 5 watts.
Running it off the battery, though, the car battery?
Yeah, it's a car, it's a battery eliminator. You know, instead of a battery, the back plane slides in where the battery is and then it goes into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, I had a, years ago, I had a little Alenco with a little tiny handheld mic. It felt like it would fall apart if I squeezed it too hard, but it worked well at the time.
I had one of those, you know, this is a MFJ, and it's considerably easier to hold. And the speaker sounds good. It's not a speaker. It just sounds very good.
A Yaesu, I think it's a 2900. It's that heavy duty mobile radio. It's like a, got a big heat sink on it. I love it. It's a great radio, 75 watts, got four power settings. But the microphone on the Yaesu's, they compared to the Kenwood, I've got a 260, is it a 261 or 281A, one of the newer ones. And it's amazing the difference in the feel of the microphone.
Yeah, that can cause fatigue, you know, if you're winded like I am. Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Last night I have a D104, and I had a replacement helmet, and it really didn't sound all that great. So I took the dynamic helmet out of a spare Kenwood microphone I had that works real good, good audio, and put it in that D104, and it works pretty good.
The Yaesu radio better. It's got a bigger screen. But if I could trade microphones, that's what I would do. Anyway, still I enjoyed it. I'm getting close to the house, and it's really coming down. And I'm on a smaller road now. I need to pay attention. Good to talk to you this morning. Hope you have a great day. AC4Q and 4ZLK.
Very good. Yeah, I'm just driving into the parking place now, so that was extremely good timing. So let me park my vehicle, and we'll be going. Yeah, don't get too wet. AC4Q Mobile. We'll be clear.